This is Monitor, and this is Van Grauer. We've been to San Quentin Prison and to Nick's for Dixieland Music. And for the next 3 minutes, Monitor will go to the city desk of the Chicago Sun-Times to catch a news story coming in. Come along to a Monitor remote in Chicago and John Chancellor.
The sanctum sanctorum of any big metropolitan daily newspaper is the city room. Here's where the news report is carved and polished out of the raw and rough forms of the day's unprocessed news. The eye of this editorial hurricane is the city desk, and that's where Monitor is now, at the city desk of the Chicago Sun-Times. The morning paper, the first edition is called A Bulldog in Chicago, has just come up, and the presses six floors below us are rolling out the press run. The lead story here in Chicago is slugged GM, General Motors. Donald Schwartz, the Sun-Times staff man in Detroit, has a Dateline story saying General Motors and union negotiators appear to have averted a General Motors strike in a bargaining session that reportedly brought agreement on a guaranteed wage. This is getting top play in the first edition. Other local stories include a piece by reporter Carl Larson on Cook County's new sheriff, Joseph Lohman. Sheriff Lohman, it seems, is worried about 1,200 deputy sheriff badges held by the citizens of the county distributed by his predecessor. To sum up the sheriff's attitude in a quote, he says, "I want those I gotta drag badges returned to my office." We are sitting here in the chair of Karen Walsh, city editor of the Sun-Times, and across the desk sits James Penniff, the assistant city editor who's running the show this afternoon. Jim, I wonder if you'd tell us what other stories are in the works.
Well, John, most Sundays are a lot newsier than this one. The Weather Bureau tells us that the 9-day rainy spell we've had here is just about over, for one thing. A Chicago traffic cop was struck by a hit-and-run driver while writing out a ticket for another motorist standing alongside of his car. Hold it a minute, will you? KSD 542 to 324, come in.
Clean up on the sports assignments.
Okay, Larry, come on in.
The city desk is in direct shortwave communication with its reporters and photographers. What you just heard was a photographer checking in at the end of an assignment. The receiver and transmitter is located right on the city desk, a few inches from Jim Penniff's right hand. One of the things Monitor will do in the coming weeks is sample the editorial opinions of big regional newspapers like the Sun-Times. Recently, at a party in Belgrade, a special Sun-Times correspondent named Frank Kelly had a talk with the Kremlin's Khrushchev, a talk that got him a visa to Moscow. What does the Sun-Times say of this? We quote, "To mix a metaphor, it might be said that vodka has helped to oil Russia's international relations. The vodka in question was imbibed by Communist Party boss Nikita Khrushchev at a five-hour party winding up the Russo-Yugoslav talks in Belgrade." And at this party, it was where correspondent Kelly got his visa. Of course, it doesn't necessarily follow that if the overlords of the Kremlin went on a mass spree, that peace would automatically break out all over, says the Sun-Times. It could turn out that a few of them are ugly drunks who might want to start shooting up the world just for kicks. That's this morning's editorial from the Sun-Times. When I used to work here at the city desk, one of the rewrite men used to tell me, these stories would make the best novel in the world if you could only give them continuity. We can agree and add that Monitor will have a go at supplying some continuity. This is John Chancellor, now back to Monitor and Radio Central in New York.
Thank you, John Chancellor. Monitor has been visiting a great newspaper as it prepares for press time.